This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
For anyone who ever struggled with mathematics at school and life in general, take heart because it may not be you. New research suggests we've been looking at numbers all wrong. And the usual Western practice of reading numbers from left to right across a page or screen is not necessarily best practice for our brains. Well, Luke Greenacre is a senior lecturer in marketing at Monash University. He joins us now. Luke, welcome to Joy Drive.
Oh, happy to be here.
Luke, we've been doing this for thousands of years. What do you mean we've been doing it wrong?
Well, it seems that when we actually look at how the brain processes numbers and particular number differences as efficiently as it can, it actually prefers to orient them from bottom to top. So counting from numbers, small numbers being lower down to larger numbers being higher in the air.
Very interesting. How important is it to know humans and how we process numbers?
It's really important when we're doing really time critical things. So humans, there's kind of two places where it's really important. One is you want your airline pilot, for example, in an emergency to process numbers as quickly as humanly possible. So setting up all of the dials and knobs in a cockpit, for example, so that they can instinctively see and understand the information in front of them is going to help them in emergency situations. And for the rest of us as well, well, we're actually quite lazy. Humans don't spend a lot of time or effort or energy processing things around them at all. We do it quickly using heuristics. So the more we can design the world around us to play into those heuristics, the more we'll kind of travel through life a little bit more easily.
Luke, how should we apply the findings of this in terms of, you know, the school curriculum and mathematics?
Well, in terms of the school curriculum, definitely we should keep the current traditional model of the left to right. Culture and language play an important part in how we kind of move through the world. And if we change things too quickly, everyone's just going to get confused along the way. But particularly for students who are struggling, this could be another way to help them, you know, more easily access numbers and how to understand differences between them along the way.
Luke, how did we figure this out?
Well, I have to admit, this kind of came about. A lot of my background research is in how people shop and how people use money. And I was actually standing in a remote store wondering how people were actually processing the numbers in there. And once you start to go into the neurology of numbers and how people do it, we started to say, well, there's a big assumption that we always process from left to right. It's, you know, everywhere whenever researchers have done it. And we thought, well, why don't we start to test that and actually see if that horizontal thing is exactly what we're doing. So we actually got people to do it with joysticks in multiple dimensions. So we used these gaming joysticks that can measure efficiency down to the millisecond, and got people to compare numbers as quickly as possible and found that they were faster and much more accurate when they were perceiving numbers as up and down rather than left and right.
Wow.
We're chatting with Luke Greenacre, Senior Lecturer in Marketing at Monash University, about how we perceive numbers. Luke, what sort of reaction have you had to the study? I mean, it's sort of revolutionary, isn't it?
Well, what's actually kind of interesting is that it's throwing up even more questions now about how core is this to how our brain actually functions. So one of my collaborators on the project is now pondering whether this goes all the way back into our evolutionary history and is testing it with insects. So it's understanding that even the common bee can actually count. It has a very simple understanding of quantity and even has an understanding of the number zero, that zero means absent.
And odd and even. Really,
yes, it can understand all kinds
of weird
things.
We learned that here on Joy Drive.
Oh, fantastic. I love that. I'm wondering if you actually spoke to that collaborator.
Probably.
Yes. Yes, and so they're testing now whether or not the insects have a natural orientation on how they organize quantity systems as well, which will tell us a lot about how the brain has developed over time and what might be the best way to design the world so that we can do things faster and more easily.
Luke, this is actually kind of music to my ears because, you know, I'm a grown adult now, but I've always been bad at mathematics and it kind of validates, you know, like I am bad at maths, but maybe there's a reason that I, you know, couldn't grasp it as well as I would have liked to.
Well, this is really funny because I came to maths kind of quite a lot later in life. I did okay in school, but I was never a huge fan of it. I was always the person that preferred to go into a good novel than doing long math equations. But I found that it's just a matter of there are 50 million ways that we can try to understand a problem. And one day my brain suddenly clicked on it about halfway through university. And that just kind of inspired me to go, okay, so there are ways that the brain might be able to do this better or worse. Mm. And the more you look at numbers, the more fascinating it gets. Particularly here in Australia, we've got some really unique, for example, linguistic groups. So, for example, the Pitjantjatjara language here in Australia doesn't have a full number system. So languages don't even have to have number fully represented in them, and yet people still are able to go through the world perfectly fine. So number is a development of our language, not just of our brains as well.
Just on that, Luke, does the study have any implications for how we could potentially arrange words as well?
Words get much more complicated because how we arrange words really depends on the language. So, for example, in Arabic, words are arranged from right to left, and there's an influence of the orientation of your language and how you've been brought up starts to really overlay how we understand the world around us in really interesting ways. So language has actually got all of these weird complexities mixed in. My favorite study on that was actually looking at even things, simple things like masculine and feminine concepts associated with it. So some languages have gendered words for nouns. And in some languages, for example, bridges are masculine or they could be feminine. And we find that the descriptors that people use from the adjectives that they use, bridges can be firm and strong, or they could be delicate and dainty, depending on the language that you're using to describe them.
Luke, fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Joy Drive.
Always happy to.
Thank you, Luke Greenacre, Senior Lecturer in Marketing at Monash University. There you go, Em.
I love it. I am so thrilled by this information. And I could finally again bring up my B fact that yes. I know from another interview.
Start writing them vertically, the numbers.
There you go. Amazing. You're on Joy Drive.
Want to check out what Em and Warren get up to behind the scenes? Check out the Joy Drive socials at Joy949Drive on Facebook and Insta.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.